Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
He's
right.
A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. So call the show at 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773, and I will be sure to take your internet calls live and your voicemails will be played. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I love hearing from each and every one of you, so don't think you can't reach out. Don't think you can't say hi, because I will always reach out to you. Unless you're a complete douchebag, then I'll block you. This show is being brought to you by Mattress. By appointment, Hillsboro. Let me tell you about this. Dwayne the Mattress Guy is going to hook you up. But you got to call him at 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And if you go to my social media, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, you can see the two commercials I filmed with Dwayne. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud to have him aboard the Hoppy Hour family. What a dysfunctional family this is. Right here, right now, in your ears.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
After 6 weeks of pure drama, the verdict is in. Johnny Depp.
To me, if you were to compare the drama of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it's like the drama of just vomiting for 6 weeks in a row. Like, when is this going to end? It's not fun drama. It's like puking.
After 6 weeks of pure drama, the verdict is in. Johnny Depp came out on top, winning a whopping $15 million judgment from ex-wife Amber Heard.
I think the biggest problem was Johnny Depp had a really good lawyer, because I don't think Johnny Depp's innocent, but I think he had a really good lawyer. And this older woman that Amber Heard had, man, she didn't look like quite the winner. She didn't really command the room.
His joyous lawyers embraced after the verdict was announced.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven, by clear and convincing evidence, that Ms. Heard acted with actual malice?
The thing, too, is, you know, like, Amber's like, thank God I can quit acting like I have to show emotion. Because, you know, at home, she was probably, like, getting into the zone of looking sad. And then Johnny's just crazy, so he didn't really have to get ready. Because Amber Heard is a robot that takes craps. And the thing with her is she's not human. There's not much emotion there. So, you know, it was emotionally draining for her to have to pretend to have emotions for the last 6 weeks. She doesn't compute.
Answer, yes. Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Heard. Answer, yes.
It was not a total defeat for Amber, who countersued Depp for $100 million. The jury awarded her $2 million in damages.
Do you find that Ms. Heard has proven all the elements of defamation?
And defecation.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Like I said, this following show has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. I usually don't go to break that fast, but I was just really proud of that one-liner. So call Dwayne and say you heard about it after Ryan's one-liner at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro, with Dwayne the Mattress Guy.
Hour. Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, I'm a little too old to have grown up listening to One Direction. I wasn't really listening to B96 or Kiss FM when I was 15, 16, and 17. Top 40 radio in Chicago. So I don't know much about One Direction, but there seems to be drama.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go! And no, it's not about Harry's latest dress.
There's many reasons why I dislike Zayn, and there's many reasons why I'll always be on his side.
Liam Payne shares an update on his strained relationship with former One Direction bandmate Zayn Malik.
Zayn just looks like the asshole that would like walk into maintenance in Soho and be like, "Hi guys, I'm really good looking. Give me a blowjob now." He kind of has creepy entitlement. I wouldn't want my daughter dating him.
The 1D alum opens up during an interview on the Impulsive podcast with Logan Paul.
If I had to go through what he went through, his growth and whatever else, you know, your parents are very supportive.
Very, very.
My parents are overly supportive to the point where it's annoying at times, and they don't even mind me saying that. And Zayn had a different upbringing in that sense. And listen, I don't agree with any of his actions. I can't commend some of the things that he's done. I can't be on his side for that. What I can say is I understand, and I hope that your only hope is that at some point in their life, the person on the other end of the phone wants to receive the help that you're willing to give them.
Yeah, Zayn just kind of has the vibe. Like, he's just so, don't leave your drink around him.
Liam's comments about Zayn come after Logan brings up a 2020 encounter his brother, Jake Paul, had with Zayn in Las Vegas.
I can only imagine the toxic masculinity between Jake Paul and Zayn Malik. Oh, God. Whose car is louder when they rev the engine? Watch out.
He said hi to Zayn, and like Jake felt like Zayn was disrespectful to him, and he wanted to like say what's up. And so
I feel like Jake thinks everyone's disrespectful to him, though. I feel like that's not just a Zayn thing.
Jake tweeted at him, and then he was screaming in his hotel room because the rooms were right next to each other. He was, and there was a video of it online, screaming in his hotel room. Like, I thought my brother was about to fight Zayn, and then Gigi tweeted at Jay, calling him like ugly and irrelevant, and that went crazy viral. And you know, Jake
and
is ugly.
She tweeted something,
but he's not irrelevant.
Brotherly love.
Relevant.
Then she tweeted something about get yourself like a respectful man or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That one didn't age very well.
It didn't age.
Woo! Shots fired by One Direction.
G
Gigi and Zane, who share 20-month-old daughter Kai, broke up last year, among reports that he'd gotten into an argument with her mom, Yolanda Hadid, at the Pennsylvania home he shared with Gigi.
Oh, that sounds healthy, just get into an argument when you're a famous singer with the mother-in-law, and that argument was so bad that it caused a divorce. Like, think about how, yeah, you can have an argument with family or whatever, but think about how atrocious your argument must have been that they're like, no, we need a divorce. Like, that's a bad argument, man. That is bad energy. Everyone's going to have arguments. There's moments we want to suppress and not think about. But let me tell you, when there's a divorce after arguing with your wife's mother, there's something a little wrong with you. I would lean with you being a sociopath. I would lean with you being a dirtbag. I would lean with you being somebody that no one should date.
According to a police report obtained by E! News in 2021, Zane allegedly grabbed and shoved Yolanda. Zane pleaded no contest to 4 counts of harassment and adamantly denied striking Yolanda, calling the allegations false.
When has a man ever admitted to it, though? When has a man who's ever touched a woman gone, oh, yeah, I kind of did it? I mean, if a man's accused of beating up a woman, you shouldn't even ask the guy, did you beat up the woman? Because they're never going to tell the truth. Because if you lay your hands on a woman, you're a complete scumbag. Yes, women can be infuriating. Yes, their estrogen and everything can make them really crazy. But also, you don't lay your hands on them. You know what I mean? That shows that you got a small dick. That shows that you don't know how to handle yourself under pressure. That shows that you're not a good lover. That shows that you're not a good person. Listen, women can drive you nuts. Women drive men nuts all the time. Men drive women nuts all the time. It's just different sexes. I can't speak for other genders or whatever, but as a heterosexual man, we drive each other nuts. It's just a thing. But once you get to the mindset that you want to lay your hands on a woman, that's when you're a little bit of a scumbag. Just saying. If it even reaches your mind, it's a scary place. I'm just saying. And then with Zayn Malik, I didn't do it. Like, I would just love to hear from a celebrity. It's like even with the whole Johnny Depp thing, I didn't do it. It's infuriating because it's like you're never going to get the honest truth from them. But then again, somebody who lays their hands on a woman is not a good person. So you're never going to get the honest truth from a good person. Someone who lays their hands on a woman, the other thing about it, it kind of goes like this. You probably lean towards being a deadbeat dad. You kind of lean towards being a deadbeat employer. You're not really good at much. So all these factors, all these personality traits of someone that lays their hands on a woman is somebody that's not going to go far in life. That might be somebody that actually doesn't really bring much to anything. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, all these qualities in a man relate to Zayn Malik. But the other thing is you can't ever expect a man that does any of those things I just said for the last 2 minutes to be a good person. You can't expect them to be good boyfriend material, good anything material. Just saying. And then they make all dudes look bad. And then when they get all manipulative, man, I said that funny. Like when Chris Brown tweeted congratulations to Rihanna for having a kid. It's like, dude, you make us all look bad. Yeah, you have the voice of an angel, but get the hell away from me.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Selena Gomez and her new look. Yes.
Oh God. Ooh, I'm Selena Gomez. I haven't released any good music recently. No one's really talking about me. No one really cares about my TV show unless you're a middle-aged person on Hulu. But I updated my hair. That's when you know that you're not that important. That's when you know that you're not that talented. Is when you have to go, oh, I did my hair on TikTok.
Yesterday, the singer was featured in a behind-the-scenes video for Hair Studio 901 on Instagram, and she looked gorgeous as various stylists cut the front of her hair in bangs and added hair extensions. Now, Selena is known for trying various hair colors and hairstyles over the years, so her latest look isn't too surprising or that far.
Yeah, she needs attention. She knows her music ain't that good. What was that song she had? Kill 'em with kindness. Kill 'em with kindness. I don't know if that was, whatever.
Left. In fact, back in March, the Rare Beauty founder showed off a curly shoulder-length dark hair look with bangs. And before that, she flaunted a sleek bob-style look without bangs. With summer approaching, I'm not opposed to Selena going back to that beach blonde look similar to Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. But
I don't think Selena Gomez wants anything to do with being similar to Kim Kardashian.
All right, switching gears to Billie Eilish and her now confirmed ex-boyfriend, Matthew Tyler Vorte.
Someone that was born in 2002/3 looks that grown up. Jeez, get off my screen. I mean, it's like a little mini Madonna. It's like, Jesus Christ.
After
bring back the purple hair and the sweatshirt.
News revealed that these two had split and it was allegedly due to Matthew cheating. The actor took to his Instagram stories to clear the air. Matthew.
I could see how Billie Eilish could get cheated on. Not that I'm defending it, but she seems like someone that doesn't really want to do anything and doesn't want to do anything at all. She seems like she's very low-key. I'm just saying. Billie Eilish.
Matthew simply wrote on his IG that, quote, nobody cheated on anyone. Relationships end. Simple as that. Creating rumors and lying on the internet is dangerous. Now,
Billie Eilish seems like somebody where if you really were to make her mad, like, she would, like, break a wine bottle and then grab the last part of it and try to, like, stab you!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment, who should I follow that up with? Has been brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. There has all the info on all the show sponsors, including Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. At RichKBarber.com. He is over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. Sign up for the appointment at RichKBarber.com. And listen, if you have to wait a few days, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. It'll be worth the wait.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
For those of you who might not know, Billy and Matthew began dating sometime in April of 2021, and most recently, the Bad Guy singer took the 30-year-old on tour with her in February. Around that time, Hollywood Life exclusively reported that Billy was on the fence about this, since she thought Matthew might get bored, but ultimately, her team thought it was a good idea and that it would keep her less stressed. Well,
I feel like Billie Eilish blames anxiety on everybody else and maybe just needs to take meds.
I wonder what went wrong. And now on to Liam Payne, because he had a lot to say on the Impulsive podcast.
Yeah, we heard that. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup. And let's jump into it today with Blac Chyna, because she...
Why? Why do we need to talk about that talentless douche?
She is on mom duty. On Monday, the reality star took to her Instagram story to post a sweet video of her and her daughter Dream, whom she...
Ah, good. I forgot Blac Chyna's a mom. The world's better off.
Sarah's with Rob Kardashian baking some peach cobbler. Yum. In the video, the two can be seen giving step-by-step instructions on how to create the dish, all while having some fun. During one of Dream's adorable bloopers, she can be seen eating flour off of the countertop while Chyna tries to stop her.
Wow, it's so relatable.
Caption the fun kitchen activity by writing Making Peach Cobbler with Dream. Sounds like a good show.
It's going to be a great show. It'll be on Fox for 5 episodes.
Switching gears to Kim Kardashian after she clapped back at haters who claim she didn't take any real bites of her food in her new Beyond Meat commercial.
Could you imagine caring if Kim Kardashian really bit down in it?
Just a few days ago, the Skims founder posted a promo for Beyond Meat on her Instagram where she claims to be the chief taste consultant and shows...
Wow! I want that job.
...off some new food products and tries them. Well, fans might have thought that she was beyond acting because...
I get what you did there. So funny.
They took the comments to write, she ain't eat nothing in the video or I'm tripping. While another fan wrote, but you didn't put anything in your mouth. Are you really eating this?
And she always is down to put things in her mouth. She's not opposed to it.
Wasn't going to let this slide because yesterday she shot back in Instagram stories where she showed off some behind the scenes of the promo and ate a...
Oh yeah, I'm sure that wasn't filmed after the YouTube comment. She's like, everybody go back to where we filmed that commercial. I need to do a new take where I'm actually eating it. I'm sure it was old footage.
Faux chicken nugget. She captioned the video, guys, come on. I think at this point, if Kim's going to sell something, she's definitely going to eat on camera.
All the celebrity news reporters kissing the ass because they want the inside info. That's why you got to listen to Hoppy Hour, which if you're hearing that, that means you are listening to Hoppy Hour because I will always say it like it is.
Way too smart not to. And Chris would never allow it.
Shut up.
Keeping up with Kim Kardashian, but adding Pete Davidson into the mix because these two were spotted on a romantic getaway in London.
Nothing says romance like going to London.
He was seen walking hand in hand while browsing around the Dover Street Market, but more importantly, the lovebird stopped in a jewelry store. While in the store, Kim was seen talking with an employee while looking at pieces on display. Now, it's unclear if she was looking for something specific.
Yeah, we don't know. 856-49-HOPPY.
I wasn't even thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a relationship with him. I was just thinking like, heard about this BDE, need to get out there. Like, I need to just like jumpstart my... I was just basically DTF.
That's why we love you, Kim.
Kim Kardashian is not afraid to make the first move.
You know, she was having a major midlife crisis, having to deal with Kanye forever and ever until it ended. And then he moved back in, or he moved down the block, and then the drama was back better than ever. Worse than ever, actually. I could totally see her being so sexy the way she takes the lead. She's been around the block a few times. She knows what the hell she's doing. And so does Pete.
The beauty mogul finally revealed the story behind her romance with Pete Davidson, recalling on a new episode of Hulu's The Kardashians this week that she pursued the comedian after feeling a spark during her SNL hosting debut back in October.
I've said this about 5 times on here, and I'll say it for the 6th time or whatever the exact count is. During that Aladdin skit when she's dressed up as Prince Jasmine and he was Aladdin, the way they kissed, you could totally tell they were banging. I could totally feel that spark.
But she wasn't sure he felt the same way at first.
No, Kim Kardashian, we don't want to have sex with you. No. There are some people, but I'm just saying, hey, she didn't have to worry if the spark was there or not. Trust me, with Pete Davidson, the biggest slut in comedy, in a good way, yeah, there's definitely going to be a spark.
I did SNL, and then when we kissed in scene, it was just a vibe. And I was...
I told you!
Like, oh, shit, maybe I just need to try something different.
Yeah, give me some Young D.
But Pete does not come to my after party. Everyone was at my after party. Does not give me the time of day. So a few days later, I called the producer at SNL and I was like, hey, do you have Pete's number?
Yeah, Pete, that's how you do it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there, let them put in the effort. If they really want to hang out with you, they will always make time for you. That's the overall theme of dating and getting laid. And I can only speak for heterosexual men out there, but if the woman really wants to date you or be around you, they'll make the time. And you know Pete knew that Kim was going to make the time.
And they were like, yeah.
Though Pete may have been playing hard to get, it turns out he'd already had the Skims founder on his mind for some time and had even tried to get a hold of her through a famous mutual friend.
Oh, okay, cool. I bet when he got the call from Kim, he did like the Tiger Woods fist pump. He was like, hell yeah, I'm going to bang her.
After we got together and it was like a thing, Megan Fox texts me and is like, is this for real?
Oh, God. Megan Fox. I mean, she's hot as hell, but we like blood. Shut up.
Because
only blood I celebrate is once a month when I... Never mind.
For real, because he asked me for your number months ago. And, like, I was like, dude, you have a better shot of, like, me and MGK getting eaten by crocodiles than you.
Oh, I thought she was going to go somewhere else with that.
Ever getting her number. Like, never going to happen. Do not ask us.
Kim shared with her sisters, Kourtney and Khloe Kardashian, why she and Pete were a great fit from the start and explained that his signature sense of humor isn't even what attracts her to him the most.
It's the fact that he's crazy, but is able to deal with the craziness. She likes that he's crazy, but he's like good crazy. Like he's manageable, responsible crazy. Not running for president, announcing how he almost aborted his daughter.
Pete has got to be literally the best human being I've ever met. Like the best heart. People always say like, oh, he's so funny. And it's like has to do with how funny he is. That's like fourth on my list of why.
And third is his good old penis.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, they can do for you. West Chase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. And here's the thing. If you had gone to West Chase Printing prior to hearing about it from me, he was going to hook you up with a great deal because that's just the type of person that Tone is over at West Chase Printing. But guess what? When you tell him that you heard about it on the award-winning Happy Hour, he's going to hook you up. He's going to give you the best deal of all time. But for all the info, man, you can't just keep listening and wondering when it's going to happen. For all the info, it is at westchaseprinting.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Little bizarre. Guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give bizarre. It to you. Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre. Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face?
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info, it's at ryanhoppyradio.com. There has the links to Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Google Music, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, all the podcasting platforms.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And as always, call Dwayne the Mattress Guy at 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. All right. So I have been in radio for 10 years, been paid for about seven exactly. So I began at WHCM, 88.3 FM, Harper College Radio, heard throughout Arlington Heights, Illinois, Palatine and Schaumburg. In 2012, when I was in college for a year at a community college, then I went to a radio trade school. Then I produced a show in Milwaukee, and then I interned at Dance Factory Radio, the best EDM show around. Then I unfortunately lived in the Factory of Sadness, and I moved here to Tampa, blah, 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 da-da-da. I've done things along the way. But one of my biggest accomplishments, no, it wasn't getting the hell out of Cleveland. It was when I successfully print called TMZ in 2012. Now, I will play the news clip, but let me explain it to you. This was back about 20 dudes ago when Kim Kardashian was dating Chris, was married to Chris Humphries, and they were going through their divorce. And I was saying that they needed to, okay. So they were talking about Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian's divorce. And in the video that I'm about to play, I made it on TMZ. I was trying to tell them that Chris Humphries was ruining the Kardashian show. But they took it as it was ruining their show. So here's the clip as I pissed off Harvey Levin. This is a Hoppy Hour memory.
From 2012. How the hell is that 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It's great. He went and got a test for herpes, which came back negative, but he filed it in the court documents as one of part of his answer saying, look, even if you have herpes, I don't, so I didn't give it to you. And he put the medical records inside the lawsuit as proof. And this test was done in 2012 as proof he doesn't have herpes. So if she has it, didn't get it from him, is what he's saying.
So the only person not breathing a sigh of relief here is anyone who's slept with
her.
Kyla, yeah. I guess.
Right. No, it's really true.
You got to start suing other people now.
According to...
Get your lawyer out and start suing other people because apparently not Chris.
That's absolutely true. And obviously Kim Kardashian maybe sigh of relief as well.
Well, you know, and we did the story when this came out, when the lawsuit was filed, that Kim was married to him after this allegedly happened. And... doesn't have herpes and never had herpes when it was married to Chris. So it all kind of sounded weird at the time. Now we know there's actual medical records in this lawsuit saying Chris does not have herpes. So Kyla's got to go check somebody else.
Hi, this is Ryan from Louisville, Kentucky. Go Cardinals!
When I was doing this, I was a big fan of Louisville, Kentucky's basketball team with Peyton Siva. Man, that was 10 years ago. Led by Rick Pitino. So this was me pretending I was in Louisville. And this was live on the radio in the Chicago suburbs.
Chris does not have herpes, so Kyla's got to go check somebody else.
Hi, this is Ryan from Louisville, Kentucky. Go Cardinals! I'm just really sick of Chris Humphries. This happened so long ago, Harvey. Can we agree that it's time to move on? This divorce needs to get over with. I'm so sick of this.
True.
It's ruining the show.
I took it as I was trying to say that it was ruining their show, but they were insecure to think that I was talking about them.
Okay.
The divorce needs to get over with. I'm so sick of this. It's ruining the show immensely. Am I crying out to
you? Jeez. Oh, okay.
Thank you, that's
constructive criticism. Thank you.
And Charles isn't too happy. Him and his dreadlocks.
That is funny.
Go Cardinals.
Let's shift. That was funny.
All right, let's.
That was a good time in my life.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's jump into it today with Johnny Depp, but this time it doesn't regard the $50 million defamation lawsuit that he has against his ex, Amber Heard. The Pirates of the Caribbean star took a break from court in Virginia and walked out on stage with a guitar at Jeff Beck's show and performed a cover of John Lennon's song, Isolation, and some more. Recall Depp sued Heard for $50 million for implying that he abused her in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed. Although she didn't name him, he claims her allegations impacted his ability to work. She then countersued him for $100 million. Despite the trial, fans say that Johnny seemed relaxed and in the moment during his rock performance. He also met fans outside to pose for some photos and give autographs. Johnny also stepped out again to perform just last night, and his ex-girlfriend, Kate Moss, who testified on his behalf, was also in attendance. Now, congratulations are in order to Margaret Qualley and Jack Antonoff, who are engaged after dating for less than a year, according to
People Mag.
Engagement rumors started for the 27-year-old daughter of actress Andy McDowell and
Taylor. Oh, so you're a trust fund baby.
That's go-to songwriter, Jack, after Margaret was spotted wearing a giant diamond ring at the Cannes Film Festival. Recall last October, the lovebirds were spotted arm-in-arm enjoying a stroll in Tribeca. I would personally like to congratulate you both. Oh my God, what a talented, gorgeous couple. And
a passive aggressive.
Hopefully it can be a fall wedding because my summer is booked up. Also, what if...
All right, you're not really hitting the humor today. You're not really funny today.
If you had like Taylor Swift and the Chicks perform together, because, you know, and Julia Michaels, I just have ideas. Contact me.
We will be sure to reach out.
Closing today with some more romance news as Elon Musk and his perhaps secret girlfriend, Natasha Bassett, were spotted this past weekend together in
one of his nine girlfriends.
Saint-Tropez.
The two, and that's just on this planet.
Dined out for lunch after attending talent agent Ari Emanuel's wedding in the south of France. Now the wedding seemed to be a star-studded event as the ceremony was officiated by Larry David and guests included Diddy, Emily Ratajkowski, and...
Oh, I'm sure Larry was so ironic and crazy.
Tyler Perry. This isn't the first time that the couple were seen together. Recall that 3 months ago, Elon and Natasha were spotted on a private jet together, and Hollywood Life was the first to reveal the identity of Elon's secret lady.
I bet they were a part of the Mile High Club. Woohoo!
At the time, a source told Hollywood Life that the lovebirds had only been dating for a couple months, but there are...
Oh, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Dash cam footage shows the chaos after shots were fired in Ybor City over the weekend. This video is from an Uber driver who jumped into action to help get people to safety.
Here's the thing with Ybor City. Here's the problem with Ybor City. You got to say it like that. You can't just say Ybor City. You got to say Ybor City. It's a fun time, man. I've had some of my best nights in Ybor. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you got to leave when the vibe begins to get weird. Like, you know, it's kind of a weird area when there's cops everywhere, which kind of makes me feel safe. Because they're not really giving out drinking tickets unless you act like a buffoon or trying to keep you safe. But there is a time, usually it's around 1 a.m., when if you're in Ybor at 1 a.m., you got to get the hell out of there. Like, it's ideal not to be there.
ABC Action News reporter Mary O'Connell spoke to that man about this incident.
Thad Torix was in Ybor City working as an Uber driver, getting ready to pick some people up.
And let me tell you, everybody out there talks about how the superheroes of the world are nurses and doctors, teachers, at-home parents, whatever. All the jobs out there. Cops, too. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the underrated superheroes out there are the Uber drivers that will hang by your side because you might have a hard time finding the car because you're really drunk. And sometimes Uber drivers just kind of give up and run away and they go, I don't want to deal with that. But like this guy here getting passengers safe after the Ybor City, shooting that happened, you got to give a round of applause to all of the Uber drivers that get you home safely when you are way too drunk. I mean, I'm talking about whiskey-D drunk, like drunk. Shout out to them.
When suddenly...
I hear what is unquestionably the sound of gunfire.
Torex's dash cam was rolling at that very moment. You can see here as people start to scatter.
Here's the thing with Ybor, is it's really fun and it's a good time.
Shut up!
But at any time, it feels like it can go from like safe to duck and cover.
And I'm worried for the passengers.
Tampa police say around 3 a.m. Sunday.
That's the problem. Saturday night going into a Sunday morning at 3 a.m. You should be laying in bed eating pizza rolls, or as Chicago people say, pizza puffs. Yeah, that was the problem. You were in Ybor at 3 a.m.
Several shots were heard from a parking lot at the intersection of 7th Avenue and 15th Street.
I've walked over there wondering where the hell my life's going and where I am going and where my Uber is. I'm on 10% on my phone. I want to get the hell out of here.
I messaged the young lady who has hired the Uber, and I just said, you know, this is where I am. We need to get you in this vehicle now. It's not safe to be here.
You are a superhero. You are a gentleman. You are a man amongst boys. A round of applause to you. Hell yeah.
It's time to go. And at first, you know, she messaged and said, hey, we're locked inside the Ritz. They won't let us out. And I said, well, I'm not going anywhere. I have daughters.
As this was happening, Torx's dash cam captured the moment passengers piled into his car to get to safety.
That was actually terrifying.
When the pickup group was finally able to get to his truck, Torx told them to put as many people as they need in his car to get away from the area.
Hell yeah. This is what every Uber driver needs. Because like 3 weeks ago when it was game seven against the Toronto, almost said Raptors, Maple Leafs. That's how much I watch hockey. Go hockey. Like, you know how the ironic girls go, yeah, it's sports ball. And they try to act like it's annoying that you watch sports. Yeah. That's how I feel about hockey. Go sports. But let me tell you. Like 3 weeks ago, my friend was really drunk, and we were at the press box on Dale Mabry, which has some of the best wings I've ever had. And the Uber driver was like, because my friend, I don't know, he was really drunk, and he didn't want to get his own Uber for some reason. Again, really drunk. But we were leaving around 12:30, and he was literally on the way. And the guy's like, well, with this economy and with gas prices out there, I'm like, but you're not going out of your way. You're literally going in the direction towards the Selman Highway, you asswipe. So then my friend got out and walked home, and I did not tip that Uber driver. Listen, we're all human beings on this planet, and that guy was an asshole.
Have everyone in because we want to get them out of
Torx says over the last 28 years he spent most of his life as a paramedic and flight paramedic, and for about 10 of those years he was a police officer too.
This all makes sense now. Happy hour. Power trip. Yeah, he did a good thing, but power trip.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back. Happy hour is now over.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. Unless it should be. It's not. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. FitSageFitness.net. Go there. Tell him I sent you.
Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1.
Oh, wow.
I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What is?
Most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And send me a Snapchat. I'm pretty interactive on there. Ryan Hoppy Radio. All right. You can listen on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Audible too, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the platforms.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And we are heard on Z Radio Live every Thursday. 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. And that would be 2 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what mountain time would be, but no one really cares about mountain time. All right. So today is Throwback Thursday, and I'm not going to be able to do this every week because I don't have that many times that I was on the radio that did not involve my current job in Tampa. But 16 years ago, I called into Julian the Night Ninja. He was he went on to do the Jay and Julian show that did pretty well, did okay. It was on the radio for 10 years in Chicago, so that's pretty well. It was never a ratings grabber, but they replaced Eddie and Jobo on B96, and they had a good show. But he began at night, and he replaced Styles and Roman, which sounds like the most 2006 thing ever. The radio show with two white boys. Styles and Roman. We're going to play Yin Yang Twins. We're Styles and Roman. Well, they want to do afternoons. And let me tell you, Jillian, I was like the original hater. So he was doing nights from 7 to midnight in Chicago from like probably 06 to 09. And I was like the original negative hater. I sent him a DM on AOL AIM Messenger. My name, I had a few. Relaxing Rhino 24/7. Chilling Rhino 24/7. I really wanted to have the name Rhino. And then Adult Swim 1993, which was the one I used the most. And man, I would feel cringe if I could find those old comments. And I think I was on a site like Meebu or something where you would use it. Anyway, this was 16 years ago, a lifetime ago. Adult Swim 1993 messages Julian on the radio, and I was talking crap. He's like, hey, call into my show tonight, which is what I say to haters now. And he proceeded. I interviewed him again in 2015. It's online. Then he unfollowed me on social media, and like 2 years ago, I was like, all right, dude. But whatever. That's me just being a douche. Without further ado, caring about that, here is the like third night that Jillian was on the radio, and this was me the first time on the radio in 2006 for today's Throwback Thursday.
I just too.
Yeah, you're like freaking annoying.
You are too.
I just would like to say here's how you can like improve your show.
Okay, first tell me, are you a guy or girl?
I'm a guy.
Okay, I can't tell because you know your voice. You're kind of like a you're like a puber. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
And how old are you?
12.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy. Where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
I live in a rich neighborhood, but I live in like a kind of like a rundown.
Yeah. Okay.
House.
All right. Anyway, continue.
So I'd like to say that I hate your show because you sound like Pee Wee Herman. You give me bad memories of watching a TV show. Trying to listen to B96, and I used to hear like a Pee Wee Herman, like dumbass voice.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You sound like Pee Wee Herman. I'm Jillian on the radio.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Has your mom ever had any children that ever lived?
Oh, shut off.
What? It's a legitimate question.
You are such a dumbass.
Hey, no arguments here.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Say hi to the DT. Say hi, DT.
Hi, DT.
He says hi back.
Welcome to the night with Julian on the radio, B96.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Whenever she says that
I'm
to someone...
I'm filming right now. There's no way I could talk.
Yeah.
Scott Disick is giving his best Kris Jenner as he calls out the family matriarch for apparently not taking his calls.
Yeah, I don't know why he wants to be a part of that family. They hate him. God, life's too short to be around people that don't want to be around you. And Scott doesn't seem to be able to really figure that out. Also, I would not want to piss off Kris Kardashian. Not as bad as Ghislaine Maxwell, but she gives me like the facial expressions of Ghislaine Maxwell. There's not much there.
Whenever she says that
I'm
to someone.
I'm filming right now. There's no way I could talk.
Yeah, I can't speak to you.
It's a reality show. You talk on the phone in real life.
Yep, that's Scott imitating Kris on the latest episode of Hulu's The Kardashians. The reality star stops by Khloe's new house, which is next door to Kris, to catch up.
I cannot get over how close you are.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Scott's funny, but he's really problematic. Attention, 19-year-olds out there that want to be sugar babies for life. Don't date him. It's cool that you want to be a sugar baby because you have no redeeming talent but a nice tight body. But don't date Scott.
Now I get it.
I just
to
was over there. I had to measure something
in this
for
family,
her.
You have to buy next door.
Yeah.
Even Kanye. Bought a house across the street.
Yeah.
If I ever want to see Court again,
buy a house
buy across
store.
The road.
Well, yeah, I mean, I figured this would be the move to make.
And that's when Scott tells Coco her mom has been dodging his calls.
I got that she actually does answer the phone no matter what. She usually says, I have to go.
She always says, I'm filming,
answers.
I can't talk. I'm like, well, they're
right.
with me.
I go, it's also a reality show, so your right. conversation can be filmed.
Oh, my God. Whenever she says that
I'm
to someone.
I'm filming right now. There's no way I could talk.
Yeah, I can't speak to you.
It's a reality show.
Oh, God, he's annoying. but I played it. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of annoying.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Blake Shelton can't stop gushing about Gwen Stefani.
Yuck. It's our, what was that song they had? What was it? It's our minimum wage love. Shut the fuck up, you entitled millionaires.
Country crooner spoke out to People magazine and shared about the love he has for his wife, saying he wishes everyone could meet her. I wish everybody could have a chance to meet and talk to Gwen Stefani at some point in their life, because you'll just be a better person for it, is the only way I know to say it. She's just a magical person to be around. She really is one of a kind, and that's another one of those things. How could you even dream that, you know? And it happened. He told the publication. Gwen and Blake met on the set of The Voice back in 2015.
Man, who cheated on who there? Makes you wonder. And who is whipped in that relationship? I think we know.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of whipped, but like, when you're whipped by Gwen, it's probably kind of sensual and sexual and fun, but when you're whipped by Jada Pinkett Smith, watch out. Like, if you're even in a relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith, or you're banging her, like, you got her energy forever and ever. You don't want to be around her. She's a frightening woman. She's what you call a sociopath. But she has sex with younger guys. So that's kind of cool.
Now, about Oscar night,
yeah.
My deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile.
And it's not your fault at all, right? Because you're an innocent princess. It's never your fault. G.I. Jane.
Jada Pinkett Smith addresses that infamous Oscar slap between her husband Will Smith and Chris Rock, and gets candid about living with scarring alopecia on the latest Red Table Talk.
The more that we can bring these difficult subjects to light and talk about it, the more we can purify these subjects.
Let's start by rewinding to Oscars night. Chris makes a joke about Jada's shaved head, and the actress looks visibly upset. Of course, Jada has publicly discussed her struggles with alopecia, a hair loss disease. So her husband, Will, took the matters into his own hands, literally.
Oh, wow!
Did he jerk off and ignore her? Is that how he used his hands?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Hi, Z Radio listeners. How's it going? All right. Go to RyanHoppyRadio.com. There has all the info on all of my sponsors.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yeah.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And as a quick reminder, go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com. So we're going to take you back to 2011. I'm just doing my resume today. Tony Romo was roommates with my science teacher, Justin Penio, who played tight end at EIU, Eastern Illinois University, where Romo went. And this video was on the morning announcements, and everybody was like, it wasn't Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. But shut the fuck up, you haters.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo. I was just getting filled in by Justin Penio about all your hard work this year. I just want to say congratulations. We're proud of you. Justin speaks very highly of you. And good luck the rest of your senior year and beyond. Go get him. Justin also wanted me to tell you that you're lame. All right.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are in the final stages of wedding planning.
Oh, I thought she was going to say they were overcompensating at all times. I don't believe they bring any of this freakiness in the bedroom. I think it's all scripted for attention.
Love is probably the biggest project I've ever worked on.
And according to an ET source, they want their ceremony to be dark, sexy, and very punk rock and glam.
Yeah, that's edgy.
The insider adds that they want it to be a reflection of their love, saying their relationship is very intense, dark, romantic, and sexy, and that's how they want their wedding celebration to be.
So pretty much fake and smarmy?
They're planning things together as one and looking forward to starting a new chapter together.
Oh, man. Hopefully it works out for them.
Megan and MGK got engaged in January after dating for less than 2 years. And speaking of dark, when the couple shared the news of their engagement on Instagram, Megan revealed in the caption that after she said yes, she and MGK drank each other's blood.
Yeah! Only blood I saw, the only blood that I celebrate is once a month where you go, phew, woohoo! That did not happen for Spidey.
Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt are expecting baby number two. Nearly 5 years after welcoming their first kiddo, the reality star couple announced the exciting baby news, revealing to Us Weekly that the soon-to-be family of four is so, quote, excited. Heidi told the mag that she's due in December and admitted that she's so thrilled to fill the, quote, missing piece that she feels will complete her family, saying, I just...
The missing piece of hopefully this brings me happiness because... I love Spencer and all of them. Man, he really is hard to be married to.
I just felt like something was missing. I felt like a person was missing in our family that I had this intense love for. And I kept praying about it. I'm like, if I'm not meant to have another kid because I had accepted that at this point, I just wanted to not have that desire so strongly. And I just wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not. I just get so emotional about it.
Spencer recently put up this Snapchat, he's on Snapchat doing like things with rocks and crystals. He's so cool. But he was on TikTok talking about how the shows that he was on with Heidi were more popular than Jersey Shore. And I'm like, nah, bro.
The Pratt Daddy Crystals founder also shared with the publication that it has been a, quote, roller coaster for them as a couple trying to conceive baby number two, revealing, Heidi has been crying a lot. It's like every month, here we go. I was like, if it happens, it happens. But Heidi didn't want to do it that way. It was so long at this point, I don't know if I have any emotion left because
that sounds like a good idea, like a good thing.
It was very challenging.
So would being married to Spencer. That's got to be challenging. Speaking of a relationship that probably takes a lot of work.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are taking their love overseas. The lovebirds were spotted holding hands and twinning with their platinum blonde hair as they walked the streets of London on Monday.
Man, she made Pete really good looking.
Day. The Skims founder wore her blonde locks in a bun and rocked a black cropped hoodie and pants. Pete also kept it casual, wearing a black jacket, blue flannel, and black jeans.
Hell yeah, bruh!
The two looked smitten as they walked hand in hand with Kim sporting a big smile.
Yeah, I love seeing her happy, man. She really deserves it. She's put in a lot of work over the years.
The pair, nicknamed Keith, has been flaunting their love recently.
That's not necessary. Just say Pete and Kim, or Kim and Pete, whichever one you want to begin with. Keith doesn't really roll off the tongue well. It sounds like an STD.
Days before they took their trip across the pond, they showed some nature PDA on Instagram.
That's good. It doesn't really translate to radio. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Abla, abla, abla. Someone should have screamed that in the ears of these two idiots. You know, when you're sleeping on a job, just yell, blah, blah, blah.
At mid-air scare, both pilots on a flight from New York to Rome allegedly falling asleep and failing to respond to air traffic control for over 10 minutes.
Blah, blah, blah. Wake up.
Correspondent Gio Benitez at LaGuardia Airport. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, Michael, good morning. This is truly unsettling. The two pilots allegedly falling asleep 38,000 feet in the air. Now,
it really is weird when you're on a plane. You're like, I have no control over this. And hopefully they don't fall asleep.
This was a massive plane, an Airbus 330, with as many as 250 passengers on board.
Yeah.
It was a flight from JFK to Rome last month.
Got
and
it.
Over France, while the first officer was on his designated sleeping break, investigators say the captain allegedly fell asleep too. Air traffic controllers losing contact for about 10 minutes. They were so concerned, fighter jets were prepared to intercept, but the pilots eventually started responding. ITA Airways, previously known as Alitalia, says the captain claimed that the radio stopped working, but investigators found no issues. Now ITA says it has fired the captain, and we
good hope he never gets a job again.
We should tell you, after all of that, that plane did land safely.
That's good. 856-49 Hoppy.
In today's Tech Bites, Apple's new software updates. iOS 16 will include updates to notifications, messages, and the Health app, according to Bloomberg. The software is also said to include new multitasking panels for iPads.
And it also makes your phone freak out a lot. Because you know what they do? It's called the touch disease. They only want you to have the phones for so long. That's why when you see someone with like an iPhone 5 through 9, when they actually cared about making it, it survived because it was built to be surviving longer. But the new phones, man, they die after a year and a half. Like, my phone's going on a year and a half, and I'm like, ah.
It's all expected to be released at Apple's conference next week.
Oh, wow. Apple has not been cool. I mean, their products are cool, but since Jobs died, it lost its, like, awesomeness.
TikTok is testing a new feature that removes buttons from the screen when scrolling through videos. It's called Clear Mode, and it makes it easy for content creators and other users to screenshot clips without the clutter of usernames, caption, and other information.
And I heard also they left that part out, the part that they're doing it because they don't want you to be sidetracked so that you're on their app longer. But TikTok probably has some affiliation with ABC News, so they're never going to cover the bad parts. And what's going on?
Binging record on Netflix. Fans of Stranger Things 4 set a new mark, watching nearly 287 million hours of the show's new season.
Well, that's not really a lot, because each episode's like 287 episodes or hours long. That joke failed. That's why I'm not a comedian. Also, the show hasn't been good since the first season. If you're like a diehard like nerd or sci-fi fan or person that's obsessed and living in the past because you were in your prime in the 80s, you're going to like Stranger Things. The first season was marvelous. The way Winona Ryder is just yelling at a wall is some of the best TV you'll ever see. Like, it made me think that that was a real show. Like, the way she's just yelling at the wall. But season two, when they grow up, they're annoying. Like, the first season was cool. The rest of it, not so much. Speaking of, you know, scripted TV, I said,
I've heard, you know, the 40s are magic.
Yeah.
Oh.
And grandma kept on telling me 40s have sex. And I was like, okay. I'm ready.
Good
for grandma.
Nothing like talking to your grandma about having sex. Ah, it sounds like just a great family.
And so.
Hey, grandma, how do you use your tongue?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Kim Kardashian is spilling all the details on her romance with Pete Davidson.
You guys have stalked me long enough. I'll finally answer you. So this is
It took you five episodes, a record amount of time, to not talk about your relationship, which shows that she loves Pete.
How it went down with Pete.
On Hulu's The Kardashians, Kim revealed...
we already heard this. This video was just put up 5 minutes ago. But if you're listening this long, I've put up good content. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of the rich and elites that always get away with everything...
A major defeat for the special counsel named by the Trump administration to look into the origins of the Russia investigation. A jury today acquitting a lawyer who was connected to the Clinton campaign.
Of course, those despicable imbeciles get away with everything.
Accused of lying to the FBI.
Oh, no big deal. If I were to lie to the FBI, you get 25 years in prison. Oh, but the Clintons do it? No big deal. Oh, man. But then again, somebody that would go to pedophile island and someone that'd be friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I don't really trust you. I don't really dig you.
Here's our chief judge.
And someone that would want a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky. I mean, what are you doing?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.